What does reducing stress mean? And why is it so important for your mental health? And what are some techniques and tips for reducing stress that actually work? That's what I'm talking about this week here on Let's Talk About Mental Health, the weekly podcast that makes mental health simple. So get comfortable and let's talk. Hello and welcome to episode 225 of Let's Talk About Mental Health. And thanks for joining me as I talk about reducing stress and mental health. I'm Jeremy Godwin, and this isn't your regular podcast full of interviews and random opinions. I'm a mental health counsellor and writer, and each week I look at one specific aspect of better mental health, and I share simple and practical tips you can apply immediately, all based on quality research and my own experience of learning to live with anxiety and depression after a breakdown in 2011 that changed my life. In this episode, I'll be talking about what reducing stress means, why actively minimizing stress in your life is important, and how to reduce stress. So, let's talk. Is it just me, or does life seem extra stressful lately? I mean, there's always been stuff and shenanigans going on around us and within our own lives. But lately, it does feel a bit like someone turned the stressometer up to 11 and then broke the knob off. Back in January, the beloved Sesame Street character Elmo tweeted, "Elmo is just checking in. How is everybody doing?" And, well, it's safe to say the internet went a bit nuts. Tens of thousands of people replied, and the majority of responses were about feeling stressed, anxious, sad, angry, and fearful, leading the Cookie Monster to retweet Elmo's post and add, "Me here to talk it out whenever you want. Me will also supply cookies." Which, quite frankly, makes me feel very happy and a little less stressed, because who doesn't love Elmo and the Cookie Monster? Whether it's challenges at home, pressure at work, or even the struggle to get to work during rush hour, there are lots of different ways that stress can show up in our day-to-day life. Sometimes you're running so late that you're like the group The Bangles, who declared in their 1986 song Manic Monday, "And if I had an aeroplane, I still couldn't make it on time." And random fun fact for you, that song was actually written by Prince. Anyway, the point I'm making is that stress affects us all in many different ways. And so we need to figure out healthy ways to manage stress and stressful situations. I chose that word healthy for a reason. If we're being completely honest, a lot of the coping mechanisms we might use to deal with stress and anxiety aren't particularly healthy, and although it might seem to take the edge off in the short term, in the long term we can find that some coping techniques become less effective or stop working altogether, or maybe even make things far worse. So today I'm going to talk you through a number of simple strategies you can put in place to reduce stress. But before I do, let's first take a moment to go through some definitions and let's talk about what does reducing stress mean. At its heart, reducing stress is about finding ways to lessen the pressures and strains we all face in our daily lives. It's a bit like turning down the volume on a loudspeaker that's blaring away in the background. You know, life can sometimes throw things our way that build and build without us even realizing it's happening, until everything feels just a bit too overwhelming. Now, before we go any further, I will just flag that I did an episode about stress, episode 8, all the way back in late 2019. So I guess that raises the question of why am I covering this topic again? I think it's fair to say that the world has changed a lot in the last 4.5 years since I recorded that episode. And I felt fairly strongly that a deeper discussion about practical ways to reduce stress was needed, now more so than ever. And so here we are. Let me also say that not all stress is bad. We need a bit of good stress in our lives to motivate us and encourage us to keep going. But it's chronic stress as well as intense stress that has a negative impact on both our mental and our physical health. For example, being on edge for a prolonged period at work, such as when dealing with unrealistic expectations, or even being bullied by someone, can eat away at your resilience and energy levels. So the focus of this episode is all about how to reduce chronic and unhealthy stress. On a practical level, reducing stress involves a variety of strategies and approaches to dial down the amount of stress you're dealing with. Generally speaking, it might start with recognizing the signs that you're feeling overburdened, which could involve anything from feeling irritable over small things to struggling to get a good night's sleep. Beyond that, it's also about implementing techniques and strategies that are going to help you proactively manage the pressures in your life in order to minimize the amount of stress you have to deal with. This can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply and center yourself, or finding a physical activity that you enjoy, which helps you to channel your energy positively. In a mental health context, reducing stress is about building a toolbox of strategies that not only help you cope with stress when it arises, but also strengthen your resilience against future stressors. This could involve setting healthy boundaries, learning to say no, or engaging in regular mindfulness or meditation practices. It's also about seeking joy in the little things and connecting with others, whether that's through conversation, shared activities, or offering support. These methods aren't just about escaping stress momentarily. They're about changing how you interact with stress-inducing situations in the first place. It's like teaching someone to swim rather than just pulling them out of the water every time they start to sink. By developing a deeper understanding of what triggers stress for you and knowing how to navigate these waters, you can improve your overall mental health and well-being, making life's challenges more manageable and less daunting. So, now let's talk about why actively minimizing stress in your life is important. And it's important because chronic stress makes it hard to keep everything running smoothly in your life. Not to mention the fact that it's a major contributor to issues like depression and anxiety, which I covered in its own episode back in episode 102. And it's not just about feeling a bit frazzled sometimes. It's also about the long-term impact on your physical health too. Stress can contribute to a whole host of issues, from headaches and sleep disturbances to more serious concerns like heart disease and high blood pressure. When you're stressed, your body is on high alert because your brain is trying to protect you from a perceived threat. So your body is flooded with cortisol and adrenaline. Over time, excessive levels of these hormones can do harm to your organs and your general physical health. So when we talk about reducing stress, we're not just aiming for a calmer mind, we're also working towards a healthier body. Chronic stress is like a shadow that can darken your mental and emotional landscape. It can lead to mental health challenges such as anxiety, depression, and burnout, or make those conditions worse if you already have them. These aren't just fleeting states of being. They can significantly impact your quality of life, your relationships with others, your relationship with yourself, and your ability to function effectively in daily activities. On a more hopeful note, actively managing stress is a powerful form of self-care that can improve your overall mental health. It's about building resilience, the kind that allows you to face life's ups and downs with a sense of confidence and steadiness. By adopting stress reduction practices, you're essentially giving your mind the breathing room it needs to process and cope with challenges more effectively. That doesn't mean that you won't feel stressed anymore, if only. But instead, it means you'll be much better equipped to handle stress if and when it comes your way. Reducing stress can also lead to improved mental clarity and concentration, making it easier to solve problems and make decisions. It opens up space for more joy and creativity in your life, allowing you to engage much more fully and enthusiastically with the world around you. In a sense, it's about reclaiming your sense of agency and your zest for life, even amidst the inevitable challenges we all have to face from time to time. Actively reducing stress isn't just about dodging the negatives. It's also about embracing the positives that come with a more balanced and healthy approach to life. It's a journey well worth taking, both for your physical well-being and your mental health, because it helps you to take charge and create a life for yourself where you can truly flourish. So, how do you do all that? Well, let's first take a quick break to hear from the brands who help me create this show each week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And welcome back. Now let's get into the how-to part of today's episode and let's talk about how to reduce stress. Okay, so my first tip is to talk about it. And there's a good reason why I didn't call this show Let's Suppress Everything About Our Mental Health, aside from the fact it's not a very catchy title. Because the more we talk about our mental health challenges, the easier it gets. Holding stuff in can do a lot of harm, so you need to talk. It comes back to that old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved. When you talk about the stuff that's troubling you, it helps you to feel better because then it's not just rattling around in your head. Talk with a supportive family member or friend, or at work, talk with your manager or a trusted colleague, or try talking with a counselor or therapist. Either way, finding someone who can listen to you and support you if you ask for it can significantly reduce stress. Next, identify and address the root cause or causes. Because if you're feeling stressed, especially if it's happening for a prolonged period of 2 weeks or more, then it's coming from somewhere. So take some time to dig deep so that you can understand why it's happening, and then once you're clear on the why, work on addressing the root cause, and I'll come back to how to do that in a minute. Next, be proactive about taking care of your overall well-being. And this is about being mindful of your diet, exercise, and sleep. What goes into your body and mind has a direct effect on your well-being, so you need to make smart choices. Eating a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains can help regulate your energy and mood throughout the day. And try to minimize high sugar and high fat foods because these can lead to energy crashes that actually increase your stress. Keeping hydrated with water rather than caffeine or sugary drinks is also key to reducing stress. Make time for regular exercise as well. Exercise is a fantastic stress buster, and it's not just about getting fit. Moving your body releases endorphins, which are chemicals in your brain that act as natural painkillers and mood elevators. Whether it's brisk walk, a yoga session, or a dance class, find an activity you enjoy. You can start small, perhaps with a daily 10-minute walk, and then gradually increase that time as you feel more comfortable. Sleep helps your brain and body recover from the day's stresses, so make sure your bedroom is a calm sanctuary, free from electronic distractions, and try to keep a regular sleep schedule. If you find it hard to switch off, consider a bedtime routine that includes winding down for 30 minutes before sleep, perhaps with a book or some gentle stretching. Okay, next, practice mindfulness, which is simply about living in the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try sitting quietly and paying attention to your breath, which can break the cycle of constant stress-inducing thoughts and help your mind to reset. Set aside a few minutes each day to sit in a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath, letting thoughts come and go without clinging to them or judging them. All right, next, prioritize daily self-care. And by self-care, I simply mean doing things to recharge your batteries. Self-care often gets a bit of a reputation for being self-indulgent, but it's actually more about making time for yourself. I know this is a cliche to say, but your phone needs to be recharged, and so do you. Make time every day to do things you enjoy. Go outside for a walk, read, write, create, sing, dance, indulge in your hobbies. There are thousands, if not millions, of different options, so choose what's right for you. But the main thing is to do something every single day, even if it's just for 5 to 10 minutes, because it helps you to be proactive about looking after your well-being. And when it comes to stress, always remember that prevention is better than cure. Next, know your priorities and focus on them. And by priorities, I mean not just at work, but in life. Make what matters most to you the core of what you do and don't do. There are only 24 hours in a day, and hopefully you're using some of those for sleep. If not, please do. And so you need to be conscious of where your time is going. My philosophy on this is that if it doesn't matter in terms of the main priorities in my life, I let it go. You don't have to say yes to everything, and nor should you. Okay, next, plan out how you use your time. This means taking a few minutes at the start of each day to plan out what needs to be done and, while you're at it, look at how you can use your time more effectively. For example, batching similar tasks together, having periods of the day where you switch off notifications so you can do deep work, etc. A little bit of planning every day goes a long way and can help you feel more in control and less stressed. Okay, so my next point is pause and breathe for at least 10 seconds. So, when we're in a heightened emotional state, our instincts often kick in and we run on pure emotion for the first few seconds. And if you just react to the way you feel, it can send you into a spiral of challenging emotions. Pause, gently breathe, and count to 10. This allows time for your rational, logical mind to catch up with your emotions, so you can then make more thoughtful and considered decisions about how to respond. Speaking of breathing, my next tip is try deep breathing exercises. When we're stressed, our breathing tends to become shallow and rapid. By consciously focusing on deep, slow breaths, we can trigger the body's relaxation response. You can do this by sitting comfortably, inhaling deeply through your nose, letting your belly expand, and then exhaling slowly through your mouth. This helps to soothe you because it increases the supply of oxygen to your brain and stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, promoting a state of calmness. Okay, my next tip is observe your thoughts objectively, because thoughts are not facts, but often we treat them like they are, especially if we're stressed or overwhelmed. Consider what you're thinking or feeling and label it, and then ask yourself where it's coming from before you then try to think about potential solutions. Doing this gives your logical mind time to kick in so you can make a more balanced decision about how to respond. Next, focus on what's within your direct control. So many of the things we worry about are outside of our direct control. Will it rain on your wedding day? Maybe. But unless you've developed superpowers I don't know about, you have no control over that. It's the same with other people. You can't control them. And when you accept that, it makes it easier to let go, which leads to less stress. Remember, all you can control is what you choose to do and say. Okay, next, release the energy. Because if that anxious energy stays inside you, then it will pick up speed and keep on bouncing around in your mind. So let it out. Do something physical, like walking or running, or grab a notebook and pen and just write and write and write until you run out of steam. Don't worry about what you write and don't go back and read it. And I do suggest using an actual pen and paper for this, because it's more tactile and human than typing on your phone. And it also helps you to channel that energy out of your body. And next, identify your triggers and address them. And this is about really taking the time to understand what's going on and then tackling any issues. You may find it helpful to work with a professional like a therapist, counselor, or coach, depending on your needs and situation. Talking with friends and family is great, and that support is important. But you'll find that your loved ones aren't fantastic at being completely objective because of their emotional connection with you, whereas a professional can help you to see things from a different perspective. Okay, next, take a break. Sometimes the best way to reduce stress is to take a step back and give yourself a break. This can be as simple as taking 5 minutes to move away from your desk, doing some light stretching, or maybe enjoying a cup of tea. Breaks help by giving your mind a rest from focusing on stressful things, allowing you to return to your tasks with a clearer head and renewed focus. Next, learn how to say no. Overcommitting is a surefire way to increase stress. Learning to say no is about recognizing your limits and not taking on more than you can handle. And I talked about how to do it back in episode 105. Just remember, it's okay to decline invitations or responsibilities you don't have the bandwidth or energy for. Okay, next, set boundaries. In our always connected world, it's crucial to set boundaries around work, technology, and even relationships. That might mean deciding not to check emails after a certain time, turning off notifications, setting aside phone-free periods, or saying no to demands that are just too much for you. Boundaries help by preventing burnout and ensuring you have the time to recharge, and I explored how to set and maintain them back in episode 53. Okay, next, try creative outlets. Activities like drawing, painting, writing, dancing, knitting, and more can all help you to engage your creativity and find ways to channel feelings of stress. You can even try one of those coloring books for adults. It might sound a bit unusual, but coloring can be incredibly calming because the repetitive motion and the focus required can act as a form of meditation, allowing you to switch off from stresses. Try picking up an adult colouring book that catches your eye and a set of colourful pens or pencils and lose yourself in the patterns. Because when it comes to reducing stress and mental health, what it all boils down to is this. Managing stress is as much of an art as it is a science. Finding what works for you takes time and probably some trial and error. But by being proactive and making your mental health and well-being your top priority, you can find tools and strategies that work for you and that help to keep stress in check so that you can get on with your life and find greater peace of mind. It's simply up to you to make the choice to prioritize a less stressful existence for yourself and then to do the work every day to make that goal a reality. The choice is yours, as it is with all things related to your well-being. So, what choice will you make today? Each week, I like to finish up by sharing a quote about the week's topic, and I encourage you to take a few moments to really reflect on it and consider what it means to you. This week's quote is by philosopher and psychologist William James, and it is, "The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another." Let me repeat that. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. All right, that's nearly it for this week. What are you taking away from this episode? If you're on Spotify, you can answer in the Q&A section below. Otherwise, let me know on Instagram at LTA Mental Health or by commenting on the transcript, which you can have delivered to your inbox each week, along with my newsletter Thursday Thoughts. Sign up at ltamh.com or use the link in the episode description. And for more tips, follow me on my other Instagram account, it's Jeremy Godwin, and support my work, plus get early access to ad-free episodes on Patreon for just a small amount each month. Next week, I'll be talking about self-pity. It's not uncommon to have those days where we feel a bit sorry for ourselves, or when we think the world is harsh and unfair, especially when we're going through tough times. But that sort of mindset can lead us to develop a victim mentality, which eats away at our optimism and which makes it harder and harder for us to find the emotional energy we need to take charge of our situation, leading to a cycle of self-pity that can do a lot of harm to your mental health unless you do something about it. So next time I'm going to talk about what self-pity means, why self-pity has a negative effect on your mental health, and how to overcome self-pity. That episode will be released on the 7th of April 2024, and I hope you'll join me for it. Hit follow or subscribe on your podcast service to make sure you never miss an episode. Thank you very much for joining me today. Look after yourself and make a conscious effort to share positivity and kindness out into the world, because you get back what you put out. Take care and talk to you next time. Let's Talk About Mental Health is an independent program proudly produced by Reconnaissance Media, helping you find meaning and gratitude. For more information, visit reconnaissancemedia.com.